Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Buckingham Palace says doctors discovered King Charles's cancer following recent treatment for his enlarged prostate. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
They said that subsequent diagnostic tests have identified that as a form of cancer. He will continue, though, with his state duties, but he will step back from public engagements.
Heavy rains will continue through tomorrow in California, where several regions are already reporting widespread storm damage. CBS's Elise Preston's in Ventura County.
In Southern California, flooding washed out streets, forcing police to shut down roads in Ventura. The extreme flooding even has Los Angeles on high alert.
And jurors in Michigan are deliberating Jennifer Crumley's fate for a mass shooting her son carried out in 2021. CBS's Elaine Quijano.
The prosecution saying she was not attentive and she missed red flags, prosecutors say, that could have potentially stopped the shooting.
Four students died that day. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The average price of gas in Wisconsin has gone up by a little more than a nickel since last week. Gas Buddy's weekly report says the statewide average of a gallon of regular fuel is about $2.78. It was about $2.73 last week. Prices may dip a bit as refineries unload their stocks of winter blends before the cost goes back up again. President Biden has some competition for Wisconsin Democratic primary voters in April. The state Supreme Court Friday ordered Dean Phillips' name to be on the ballot. Phillips says democracy works best when voters have choices.
I believe democracy requires competition. It makes everything better. American voters deserve choices. 70% of American voters don't want Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
Phillips on Upfront on WYSN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Cudahy woman found guilty of fraud by taking donations intended for World War II veterans is getting jail time. Late last week, Joni Noge was sentenced to 3 years probation and 4 months in jail after determining that she stole $100,000 from the Stars and Stripes Honor Flight charity. It was also ordered that she work to pay back the stolen funds. Noge pleaded guilty to felony theft charges Friday. A Milwaukee charity is getting some state funds to help those in need get state food. The Hunger Task Force is one of 9 organizations across Wisconsin getting grant money from the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. The money is intended to be used to purchase fresh and Wisconsin-produced foods from disadvantaged and underserved farmers. A total of $1.5 million is going out in Wisconsin to aid the effort. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
Yeah. No, we think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leads the NFL, ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A few sprinkles are possible as we are stuck under mostly cloudy skies, but mild temperatures still, rising to near 40 degrees. We'll see more patchy fog building in tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and then we become partly sunny and back into the mid-40s. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to The Best of Matt Flynn Direct. In this segment, Matt talks about the bipartisan tax deal pushed through the House, now being threatened in the Senate.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide and live on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a surprising and welcome bipartisan bill just passed, but it may run into the same problem in reverse by going to the Senate. Let me tell you what I'm getting at. The House just now passed a bipartisan tax bill that had something in it for everybody. It extended the child tax credits, strengthened them. That's very, very helpful. Very, very helpful to lower income people. It also had tax cuts for working families. Background on that is Northern moderate Republicans, basically from New York, but throughout the North, that have very high local taxes, property, state income taxes, compared to the South, like Florida has no state income tax, and they have very low property taxes. And so when the Congress got rid of the deduction for state and local taxes, it's called SALT, S-A-L-T, state and local taxes, the North rebelled. And what they wormed into this bill is some relief for working families. It also provides relief for small businesses, especially for research and development and letting people expense rather than stretch out the times that they can take deductions. And I think it's a good bill. It's a welcome bill. It's supported by Joe Biden. It's supported by Hakeem Jeffries. Supported by Chuck Schumer. You know that right now the Senate is putting together and may this week reveal the legislation for the border reforms, aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, aid to Taiwan, and so forth. That's being resisted in the House. Well, this is an anomaly. This one started in the House, and it may be resisted in the Senate. So let's take a good look at the breakdown on it. The vote was 357 to 70. 357 to 70. There were more Democratic votes, once again, than Republican votes. Johnson pushed it through by suspension of the rules. You know that normally there's this weird thing in the House that, to me, I think is as unnecessary as unanimous consent and filibuster is in the Senate. Gives too much power to a handful of nuts, especially right-wing nuts, but even left-wing nuts. I don't want nuts. Shouldn't have power like that. Well, what happens is there's a rule vote to say, okay, you can put it to the floor, and I vote for it, even though I'm going to vote against it on the floor, but just to support the leadership of my party. What's happened now, and this hadn't happened in decades, was you have extremists, especially the MAGA extremists, the House Freedom Caucus, refusing to vote for a rule vote, and then it can't go to the floor unless the speaker sends it there under suspension of the rules. The problem is suspension of the rules requires two-thirds to pass instead of simple majority. That's what he did here. So he goes to Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries ponies up almost every Democratic vote, and the clowns in the Republican Party, this time the Johnson clowns, get enough votes to get two-thirds. But it has the effect of having more Democratic votes than Republican votes on a bill that everybody basically should be supporting. Okay, so far so good. It passed. Now what? It has to go to the Senate. No spending bill, no tax cut bill can go into law without passing both houses. Goes to the Senate, and you think, great. We have an aging clown named Grassley, Chuck Grassley in Iowa. He should have been put out to pasture a long time ago with a bucket of oats, gold watch, stick him out in the back 40. This guy is no good. He's useless. He's Strom Thurmond was 100 years old, or late 90s anyway. They had to walk him around. He didn't know where he was going. Well, this guy is a few bricks short of a load. So Grassley says out loud what Republicans are saying internally. You know what he says? He goes, wait a minute. This bill is a pretty good bill. It might help Biden. It might help Biden. Folks that benefit from it might think Biden was the reason for it. Duh. Biden has to sign it, has to pass the House and the Senate. Biden has to sign it. You guys have been going around voting against spending bills like infrastructure and chips, and the minute you get a check for your district, you blow it up and pose for holy pictures. You pose next to somebody who's getting the check, some business group, some business, say, look what I did. You don't disclose that you voted against it. This is one that's very upfront. Biden's been pushing this all along. Chuck Schumer has, Hakeem Jeffrey has. And it passed. Well, go ahead. You can boast for it too. A lot of Republicans are voting for it. But the clown Grassley goes, wait a minute, this might help Biden. Honest to Pete. So the problem in the Senate is it certainly has 51 votes. Even Manchin and Sinema vote for it, but it needs 9 more to beat a filibuster. And if a clown like Tuberville did with promoting 4 stars, 3 stars, and 2 stars, and actually he was doing it down to captains and colonels, then there's a problem. Now, usually what the Republicans will get together, and they have their own mini Hastert rule. They don't call it that. They have 49 votes. And they go, if it has the support of 25 senators, a majority of them, even if the 24 are against it, we'll break their arms, we'll browbeat them, blah, 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 and we'll bust a filibuster if necessary. Well, right now, Grassley's causing trouble. If any of you out there from Iowa, your friends in Iowa, it's time to get rid of him. Time to say retire. You've been in there a long time. And early on, I think you weren't that bad, but you got very, very, you've damaged the state. You've damaged the country. And that's what you're doing right now. So what do you do? What's going to happen? Well, we'll see. But one thing does occur to me, and this is going to come up later in some things we're going to discuss today. One thing does occur to me. If you can do this for this bill, then the speaker should put on the floor under suspension of rules, the Ukraine aid bill, the Israel aid bill, the bill on the border, and say, okay, it takes 2/3. Now, that's a pretty significant commitment. You have simple majority, there are 435 House members. They never are all there at the same time. Santos got thrown out. Guy from Ohio left because he became the president of a small college in Ohio. Scalise, I think, is having medical problems or surgeries. So you're always going to have a couple of people not there. But in other words, if it requires just a simple majority, it could be something like, you know, 215 to 214, that kind of thing, or 220 to 219. With two-thirds, it requires about 270 or 80 votes. And if you get 357 for this thing, for Pete's sake, that's a significant commitment. If it doesn't get two-thirds, well, maybe, you know, it's, you know, maybe on some of these controversial things, a one-vote majority shouldn't do it. I personally think it should, but you can take that other position. But if it gets two-thirds, you've met congressmen. They're all scared to death. They're like sheep. The minute they get the smell of a wolf or something coming after them, they run. They operate only on fear, only on fear. And if two-thirds of them are willing to bite the bullet, that's a significant deal. So I see no reason, absolutely no reason, why this shouldn't be done with other controversial bills and have that clown Mike Johnson go, well, okay, yeah, I'm going to vote against it. I think it's terrible. But, you know, if it gets two-thirds, it gets two-thirds. So see what happens. You know, and speaking of that, and this is about dysfunction in the Republican Party, this is some great piece of news that just came in. Kevin McCarthy is now waging a vengeance campaign, vengeance campaign, against the 8 Republicans who voted to throw him out of the speakership. You remember that? One individual, Matt Gaetz, whom then McCarthy attacked and said that he belonged in jail, in prison. He said that. He belongs in prison. He said it publicly. Another guy named Burchett, a piece of work from Tennessee. McCarthy walks down the hallway. Burchett's giving a press conference. McCarthy punches him in the kidneys. I mean, I don't know why I laugh at these things. I mean, there's so much bad news with Trump and the Republicans. You got to enjoy it a little bit. Well, McCarthy is a vengeful sort. I didn't realize how vengeful he was. I thought he was sort of Casper Milquetoast, a weirdo, very weak, easily tricked and all that. And all of that may be true, but even the worm turns, in this case, the worm is turning. He and his allies and major donors are plotting, and they've identified among the 8 traitors to him anyway, that he is going to primary as many as possible. And 2 of them have very, very serious primary opponents. One of them is Nancy Mace, who's another piece of work. She's the one that kept referring to Hunter Biden's testicles when he was subpoenaed. I mean, she's, you know, she has a weird thing about her, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, about that kind of thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene posted naked pictures of Hunter Biden, referred to his genitals. So does Nancy Mace. She's got to get out of there. Anyway, there's a strong candidate against Nancy Mace, and McCarthy's donors are supporting her. But the other one, I mean, there are a couple of others, but one of them is this guy Good, Bob Good. He's actually Bob Bad, but his name is Good, and out of Virginia. And he's a guy that was nominated by a convention, not by voters, and he's very, very weird and strange. I don't think voters will cotton to the guy, and they have, McCarthy's donors have ginned up primary candidate against him. Then there's a third guy that apparently they're having a little more difficulty and so on. But when you have this kind of internal dissension and vengeance within the Republican Party, how can you expect anybody to govern this Congress? And that is the real concern. Okay, coming up, we are going to have some trouble on the horizon for the Republicans in the Mayorkas impeachment coming up.
For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...
The Shaw, WAUK.
Score great savings on your bathroom update during Menards Super Sale. Check out our great selection of showerheads from Waterpik. They have innovative, sleek designs. With PowerPulse Therapeutic Massage, enjoy a better shower experience today with Waterpik. Right now, pick up a matte black dual dock 7 spray setting shower head for $49.99. Check out this and other great deals going on now during Menards Super Sale. Prices good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues, thanks to our fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From the Nevada primary, Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings you on-the-ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt and Aaron.
You're
on
listening
air
to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
No, it's not Groundhog's Day again. That was this past Friday. But Mina and the mayor were joined by Civic Media's meteorologist Brittany Merlot, along with the mayor's dog, Milton. Find out whether or not we're going to have an early spring with this segment of Mine Out and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mine Out and the Mayor here on a Friday morning. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They've got an incredible deal going on. Ladies and gentlemen, get zero interest for up to 3 years or make no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months. Imagine having beautiful Pella windows and doors installed but not having to make a single payment for a year and a half. Take advantage, because this deal at Pella only lasts until February 29th. Pella's expert team installs year-round. They can customize any new window or door to match your unique home. They finish installation in as little as 1 day, and when they leave, you can barely tell they were there. Your gorgeous new windows and doors are an obvious sign, but that's really all you have to do. Start customizing your home today with zero interest up to 3 years. Check them out, PellaWI.com. All right, so it's Groundhog's Day. We don't have a groundhog, but we've got Milton the Wonder Dog.
He likes that.
So Milton is going to decide, are we going to have six more weeks? Is it what, 6 weeks of winter or what's the?
Yes. So if he sees his shadow, there's 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, that's Brittany. I didn't see it. Right. Hi, Brittany.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good
of course
morning.
I have to be here for this.
This is very scientific here, Brittany. This might be beyond, I know you're a meteorologist, you went to school, graduate, but we're taking to a different level of science testing here.
And Brittany, we
I'm
know that
today off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Brittany, we know that the groundhog already weighed in.
Yes.
Did you see that this morning?
Are we talking about Phil in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Yes. I haven't heard about Jimmy yet down in Madison.
Oh, there's one in Madison too. I did not know that.
Me either.
Okay.
Okay.
So far, they've been seeing their shadows, I've heard.
Okay, people can watch us on Facebook. How do they get to that, Todd?
Just go to Facebook, search for Mino and the Mayor, or for WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support.
Okay, fantastic.
So, Brittany, that
we're doing this live on the air on Facebook.
And that shadow thing is not, they use scrolls as well. So I made 2 scrolls. One has a happy face that says spring is in the air. The other one is a sad face that says 6 more weeks of winter. So we are going to have Milton, the meteorologist.
And this is live on Facebook.
Right. Yep. And he is going to pick one of these 2 scrolls.
Look how calm he is when he's with Donna.
Yeah, I know. Well, when he doesn't see John.
Yeah.
So, Milton, can you pick one of these? Okay, let him go. Oh.
Here we go.
Okay, which one?
Milton the Wonder Dog.
Come on, which one?
Sheepishly eyeing the ball. Oh, he wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Come on, Milton, pick one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, which one is Milton? Okay, it's going pretty well so far.
Milton, come on, man.
It's going to be more like Donna picks the scroll.
Yeah. No, he's good. All right,
okay.
Here you go.
Here we go.
Okay, Milton, come here.
Why don't you
pick a scroll.
Grab him his face and put him next to one.
All right.
He almost grabbed one.
No, he did. Pick it. Come on.
Are the lessons going with him pretty good?
He's undecided. He's like the meteorologist.
He passed.
For sure.
That's no, right. He's he'll be better than Channel 11. Come on. Okay, you guys.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Has he gone close to any of them?
Yes, he has.
No, he has not.
He has 2, Johnny. Okay. Pick one of these 2.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's good.
This is a great idea.
You know, I was driving along in my car. I want to pull over because this is so stimulating. I don't want,
Sheila Rosenberg Seidel says this is exciting. I'll just tell you that.
He's now trying to give Milton a treat to cheat him over to us.
Milton,
Milton won't even look at the scrolls.
Pick one.
Here you go. Mm-hmm.
Is it all the people?
No.
Leave Milton alone?
Yeah.
Milton is just his own person.
I think that's the one, right? The one on the left there, Jim. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the one.
That's the one he picked.
Yeah, so you open that up and you announce what that is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm nervous.
See what we got here. Oh, ooh. 6 more weeks of winter. Wow, thanks a lot,
right, Milton. Yeah. I don't know if Dad likes that.
Milton the Wonder Dog, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, so Milton says 6 more weeks. Brittany, mm-hmm. what do you got from the actual scientific side of things?
From the scientific side of things, we're going to be sitting in spring-like vibes for the next 2 weeks. But week three, week four, we see that jet stream take a little dip. We're going to see some more active weather and some cooler temperatures, more winter-like head our way, but still looking above average as we go into the long term here for us. So
you're saying
I'm going to say
more winter too, basically?
More winter. There is winter on the way, but we're going to enjoy spring for right now. That's why I think Milton was so confused, because it's a little bit of both.
You got to use the mic that has the corn there.
Yeah.
The cord there.
Where'd it go? Right there. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. It was a lot of thought, an analysis into this, thinking, okay, I know the next 2 weeks is going to be mild, but then again, you know, we could see some snow. So he wanted,
look at him now.
He's a people pleaser. Anyway,
yeah, he's just wandering around in the hallway there. He's like, is that it, Dad?
What, wow.
Did I do good, Dad?
He's only a year and a half old.
This sounded like a great idea.
It did. So like such a good idea.
Last night it was like...
As God is my witness, I thought Milton would be able to choose a scroll.
I told Todd, I got up at 2 o'clock this morning and I was thinking about how we could do this. I did the scrolls. I talked to him a little bit, but all right. Well, he'll get better.
He doesn't really want to focus, it seems like. You know that? He's looking all over. He's kind of
like his dad, you
he's
know?
He's kind of a lot like,
Little
ADD. He's the Rudy Giuliani of dogs.
Little ADD.
Yeah.
Hey, right. I think we all understand now how hard it is to predict the weather, right?
Even Milton was
like, ooh, I'm going to second guess. I'm not sure.
Yes.
We got a couple of texts. One from Scotty B in Denmark who says, soak them in gravy next time. Todd in DePere says, that was so riveting. Let's go 2 out of 3.
All right. I got it.
Any other comments, folks? Let us know about our big spectacular performance by Milton. And picking, or we're going to have 6 weeks of cold weather or nice weather or whatever, because he
thinks it's going to be nice for the next 2 weeks, and then we could be getting some bad weather.
Okay. I thought that's what Brittany said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought that was Milton. I thought that was Milton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Milton has a new title. He's a mini meteorologist.
Yes. There you go.
Love it.
Yes. I call him the furry forecaster.
I like it a lot. Wow. Brittany, we apologize. You had to be a witness to that.
You know, I enjoyed it. I was very excited.
On behalf of all meteorologists around the nation, we apologize that we tried having a dog do it. So, right. Yeah. But
anyway, that was
we love Milton, though. Look at him there. He's still like, what the hell is going on
here? I got to get out of here.
What is this, man? Where am I?
And we love Brittany, too. Thank you for sharing that with us. But I was, we had a guy on this morning, Brittany, that kind of does ice rescues. And, you know, it's amazing. 52 degrees next week, we're going to see.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So I wouldn't be out on the bay. I know there's still ice there. But when you get strong winds, too, it moves those ice sheets around and it kind of breaks it up. So be careful with those warm temperatures.
How was it in the Wausau area? Same thing, Brittany?
We're warm, but we still have people out on the river right now. We've got some shallow areas that are pretty frozen over. So they're ice fishing on the Wisconsin River at the moment. And obviously the mountain is still open for skiing because temperatures at night dipping below freezing. So they can still produce that fake snow.
Hey, one last quick question. Have you heard anything up like way up north in the UP, or is everything open up there, or
snowmobile?
Like Ski Brule or those places?
You know, I didn't go to the UP, but I did go up north towards Duluth area and I saw the South Shore of Wisconsin. They don't have any snow either.
Nothing, huh?
And the northeast areas, also a lot of counties and tourism, they're asking for some financial assistance because the snowmobile trails never opened.
Oh,
so
that's too bad.
I mean, you live
up here, you want to take part in winter things. Right. Brittany, always a pleasure having you on. Thank you so very much for what you do.
Thank you. Happy Groundhog's Day.
Thank you, Brittany. Back after this.
Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WGBW and WISS weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
You choose what community you want to live in. Maybe it's job availability, the housing market, or wages even. What's really drawing you to that community? These are the questions that UW-Madison researchers are asking in a new rural livability project. And Matt Curis, UW Extension Distinguished Community Economic Development Specialist and researcher, says the goal is to create a blueprint to help best serve Wisconsin communities.
We're looking at many different factors that might influence livability in a community. It might be access to jobs. It might be entrepreneurial opportunities. It might be what we call critical institutions or institutions that influence quality of life. Things like healthcare, education, even things like restaurants, you know, all these different factors that influence why a person maybe chooses to live in a community actively. Maybe they're looking for a certain aspect of quality of life that that community offers, or maybe they're looking for an economic opportunity. But also thinking about ways that these different factors might help people that also live there improve their quality of life.
That was Matt Curis, UW Extension Distinguished Community Economic Development Specialist and researcher. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this. Celebrate our century and sesquicentennial farms across Wisconsin. There is a growing list of farms that have been family-owned or operated for over 100 or 150 years. You can find out about them all year long thanks to our friends at Compeer Financial. Meet the families, hear their stories, and take a trip down memory lane by logging onto MidwestFarmReport.com. New farms are featured each Friday on our morning show. Celebrate century and sesquicentennial farms with the Midwest Farm Report.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 442 and three quarters. That was with no change. New crop corn closed at 477 and three quarters, up a penny. Cash soybeans closed at 1196 and a quarter, up 7 3/4. The new crop beans closed at 1176 and three quarters, up 5 3/4. March cash wheat closed at 590 and a quarter, down 9.5 cents. And July new crop wheat closed at 603 and a quarter, down 9 3/4. March class 3 milk contract is trading at 1780 a hundredweight, that's up 42 cents. And April milk is trading at 1801. Up 31 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 159, up 4 cents. 40-pound block cheese had no change and closed at 165. And the AA butter also had no change and closed at 274.5. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A few sprinkles are possible as we are stuck under mostly cloudy skies, but mild temperatures still, rising to near 40 degrees. We'll see more patchy fog building in tonight and lingering through early tomorrow morning, and then we become partly sunny and back into the mid-40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine, Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on The Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Up next on this weekend's Civic Media Spotlight, the Todd Alba Show was joined by friend of the show, John Roach.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. It is 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time now, once again, to check in with one of our ongoing contributors here, favorite guest of the show and just all-around great guy, Mr. John Roach. He is a writer. He is a screenwriter. I call him a renaissance man. He's also an entrepreneur. And I said, John, before you came on, I've said this before, you're one of those kind of people that, you know, I could just have a glass of brandy or bourbon or scotch or a cup of coffee and just have a conversation. And that's what I love about you because of your takes on life. How you been?
Good, Todd. Good. That's high praise. Thank you. I've been good. I just returned from a week up north solo in the Arborvitae area where the snowmobile trails have yet to open in Vilas and Oneida County, which is unreal and tragic because of the economic impact for that part of the state. A lot of those small businesses depend on that winter business for profit, and I think it's going to be devastating to the small businesses up there.
Yeah, I was just up in Superior last week covering President Biden being up there, and then did a show in Superior, then came down to our station WBZH in Hayward and did a show there.
Sure.
And we're planning on going back up for the Birkenbeiner here the third week in February, but they're having real concerns because it starts in Cable and ends in Hayward. They're having real concerns that they're going to have enough snow. Now they can make snow, but if it stays above 40 degrees, you know, what do you do?
Well, the big economic driver in the winter is snowmobilers.
Yeah.
And you can't make snow for the snowmobile trails.
No.
You know, and so it's just tough. You know, small restaurants and diners and hotels, it's just, you know, and a lot of those people live right on the edge of the economy anyhow up there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I tell folks down south. I said, you don't really understand how tough it is up north. You know, every tavern you go into, they're doing a fundraiser for someone who doesn't have health care. The only people up there who have health care work for the state, the county, the municipality, or the local hospital.
Yeah.
You know, it's just tough. It's very tough, and they have my sympathy. But it was blissful up there, and it was wonderfully warm. There was standing water on our lake, which you don't see in the middle of January up there very often. And it's even perhaps, you know, those are, Vilas and Oneida counties are pretty red counties.
Right.
But I think it's actually giving some of them pause to consider that climate change may not be a hoax.
Really? You kind of hear that going to a fish fry or whatever, you hear people kind of talking about this. Well, geez, maybe there's something to this climate change.
Right. Now you can, you know, it's, you can't take 1 year as a sample and say, oh,
sure.
Because then, you know, the inverse is, oh, it's really cold and snowy this year, so climate change isn't real. You have to look at the long haul and, you know, the continuing, the world becoming hotter. Mm-hmm. For old timers up there, this, the amount of snow they've gotten up north has lessened through the years. The winters have been warmer. Mm-hmm. And this makes me worry about dry conditions for the summer up there.
Yeah. I just saw
lake levels will be down and the woods will be dry. That's not a good thing.
No, I just saw the forecast for the next month. Of course, these things change, but the estimates that scientists are saying above normal temperatures, below normal precipitation. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully not for our ag producers and other people, but it could be a tough year in terms of drought conditions if we don't get some moisture. I know, you know, going back to Richland County, we had our family farm, and even still, you know, whether even taking a walk at Picnic Point here in Madison, in your old stomping grounds at UW-Madison, to me, John Roach, the winter is a magical time, particularly when we do have snow, because it's just this silence, this quiet. And I find it extraordinarily meditative. As a writer, do you find that ideas, things come to you easier in that climate, or are your ideas not attached to the climate that you're in?
No, absolutely. Look, the way I wrote my column or screenplays, I'm a believer in writing ritual. My ritual was 2 cups of coffee, and at 7, I'd start writing, and I'd quit at noon. It's, you know, 5 hours straight is about as best as you can do. Mm-hmm. It always helps me if I have a vista where I look up from the laptop and I just stare out at a beautiful vista, because it becomes a tapestry upon which things can play out. And when you're really in the groove writing, you lose track of time. You are in the story you're writing. You know, it's like being in Vegas where there, you know, There's no sense of passage of time. There's no windows. You know, you just get in that zone, and it's really productive. And I think there's ritual to that. My wife gave me a beautiful book about 20 years ago called Writers and Their Places. And it was just pictures of the writing rooms or areas for all of the greatest contemporary American writers. And then just a little paragraph about what they did to get in the zone.
Wow.
And it's really fascinating. But yeah, you know, so here's the thing about the winter. There's no one up there.
Right.
I love solitude. You know, when I built our cabin, when we built our little cabin, I found an Esquire magazine article. And this was just at the advent of cable news. The internet hadn't even blown up. But he wrote this piece for Esquire, which was a magazine at the time.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist anymore, right. Just like Sports Illustrated, where he said the three rarest commodities in the modern world are silence, solitude, and darkness. Mm-hmm. And I have all three up north during the winter. It's quiet, it's silent, and it's, you know, there's no ambient light. There's no light pollution. You can go out on a moonless night and almost read a book by starlight.
Wow.
On one of those crystal cold nights. So, no, I love it up there. It's blissful.
It's one of those things I think living in Wisconsin too often that we take for granted, at least I do, and just realizing that even if we live in a city, you don't have to drive all that far to be in the environment that you just described. And that's not the case in a lot of places across the country.
Right. And so let's be honest, winter makes you tougher.
Exactly. I believe
there are a lot of people who, you know, don't split wood and put wood up, and they just flee cold temperatures. You know, winters make for hardy stock. And I think it's part of the Wisconsin personality, Minnesota as well.
Where's Leo Chanel from? He played for the Badgers and now he's with Kansas City. And was it the AFC championship or the game? No, the game before in Kansas City where it was, you know, below zero. And he showed, there's a picture of him. He shows up at the game in shorts.
Right.
And he's like, hey, in Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, where he's from, there's nothing.
This is like the last game of my high school team in November, you know?
Right.
So yeah, it's and you know, Todd, one thing I've always thought too, is that the four distinct seasons of Wisconsin help you keep track of your life. You know, it makes you more aware of the passing of time. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always said there's a reason women in grandmothers in Los Angeles dress like they're teenagers. They don't know their grandmothers because there are no seasons in Los Angeles. They're not aware that time is passing. And so they're dressed in embarrassing fashion. But here in Wisconsin, we know when fall passes to winter to spring to summer. And, you know, each one is a notch. You know, in your own personal life's calendar. And, you know, I like it. I'm always tickled by the first snow.
Oh, me
and
too.
I love big snowfalls. Yes. I just love them.
Yep, me too. So we brought up the Super Bowl kind of tangentially there. I want to get your take. We spent 2 hours talking about this yesterday. And I want your take on this, John Roach, as a person who loves sports, who is a guy of all kinds of knowledge here. What do you make of this? You've been around a few more years than I have. I just think that Taylor Swift is a young person, a young woman, who for me embodies, hey, I'm a woman. I'm not going to let misogynistic men in my industry. I mean, you've worked in film and in Hollywood, dominated by men. And this is a young woman that said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm taking my songs back. I'm going to do it my way. She's a billionaire, probably arguably the biggest pop star right now in the world. She signed up 40,000+ people to vote, didn't ask their party, just said go and vote, predominantly young people. And these white, angry Republican men are calling her the Antichrist and making up all kinds of crap about her with her and Travis Kelce. What say you, John Roach?
Well, the radical right males are always afraid of powerful women. You know, they loathe Hillary Clinton. They loathe Michelle Obama. And again, I make this distinction, the radical right. Republicans. Mm-hmm. And they're weak men. Okay? They're weak men. And they find comfort in Donald Trump. You know, the one quote is, you know, Donald Trump is a weak man's idea of a strong man. You know, a poor man's idea of a rich man. And there's a third to the trilogy. But so this is no surprise. The fact that Jesse Watters at Fox whipped up a conspiracy theory about it is laughable. I mean, it's like the end stage of right-wing conspiracy theories when somehow you think that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift and the Democrats have managed to pull off a conspiracy to have Kansas City in the Super Bowl. And in the same breath, they say that Biden has dementia. It's like, well, it's one thing or the other, right? Either the Democrats are incompetent or they're masterminds. Make up your mind. The other thing is, how can a Republican rip one of the most successful capitalists in America this year,
right?
Taylor Swift? She put on a tour de force of capitalism this year. And remember, as an artist, artists contribute. They're on, every artist is an entrepreneur, okay? And what she is self-made. She comes from humble means, and through dint of talent and sheer hard work and struggle, she's made herself one of the most successful artists in the world. And she worked her buns off this year. She's a hard worker. She's a much harder worker than a lot of those radical right guys who are ripping her. That's for damn sure.
Totally agree.
And by the way, you know, I don't know how real their romance is. I mean, I think it's a real romance. I don't know how long it's going to go, you know? But I think there's something sweet about it. And I also think it's amazing that the NFL has managed to capture the one demo they didn't have.
Right.
Young teenage girls.
Right.
And Taylor Swift has brought them that. So that makes them a marketing juggernaut even further. And also, I found myself thinking about this issue of all these guys who are, you know, don't like seeing shots of Taylor Swift, which is like, man, you got to lighten your ass up.
Right.
But here's what I really think. If this was modern day, if the Joe DiMaggio Marilyn Monroe romance had taken place during the era of modern media, they would have had a picture of Marilyn Monroe, a shot of Marilyn Monroe up at every single Yankee game, every time she showed up.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it. And by the way, if the Beatles showed up at a football game, they'd have shots of them as well.
Right.
You know, well, hell, they had shots of Chris Christie in Jerry Jones' box, for God's sake.
How about you know? Matthew McConaughey, right? All right.
Yeah, right.
At the Texas games,
yeah. Right. Yeah. No, look, these are sad men, Todd. They're weak men and sad men. And also, let's not kid ourselves. The NFL is entertainment. Taylor Swift is entertainment. It is distraction. It's what we do so we don't have to look at our own sad lives. Okay. And God knows the NFL is wonderful because it takes place in the winter where you can't even go outside.
Right.
So I just think this is laughable. But the most laughable thing was this Jesse Water, which, by the way, if you saw his quote, he qualified it so as not to be sued.
Right.
He said, "No, I don't know. I don't have any facts to prove this, but here's my lame brain conspiracy." And I laughed at that because, you know, Fox News lost, you know, was found liable for $780 million in the election machine lawsuit. Yeah. And so he put a big, blunt disclaimer that effectively said, "I'm stupid and I have no facts, but here's my theory," which is like, okay, that makes it even more comical.
Right. No, you know? I think Taylor Swift is fantastic. And of course, our very own from Wisconsin, Pewaukee's J.J. Watt, who's now, of course, retired from the NFL and a commentator on CBS, called, I think he was on ESPN, and he said, Taylor Swift is the biggest star in the world. Get over it. I mean, good for J.J. Watt.
Todd, they're a beautiful couple. She's a beautiful woman. He's a handsome guy. It's two young people at the crescendos of their careers, and they found someone to share it with, at least in the near term. I'm not betting that it's a marriage or anything. You know, really famous people have a real hard time with marriages sometimes. But it's certainly a wonderful distraction.
We'll come back and get John's prediction for the Super Bowl. Also talk Badger basketball. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tahlo Ball Show with John Roach on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from noon till 2. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.com. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Up next on this weekend's Civic Media Spotlight, we've got the John and Gordy Show, where hosts John and Gordy interview host of Max Inc. Radio, Rocker. Find out what's on tap for this weekend's Max Inc. coming up at 6 p.m.
You gotta love those car sounds, right?
I love it.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM from the capital city, a block away from the capital, and we're watching them. We are watching them from our windows.
And joining us this morning, as he does every Friday morning, it's Rocker from Max Inc. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys? Thanks for having me on. Sure. Hey, let's talk Max Inc. Radio this week. We're interviewing Wade from Honeybee Cannabis and Lacey from Rude Brew Kombucha. They're both local, and they've collaborated on a new THC-infused kombucha. And we're going to be brave enough to try it out this weekend and talk to them about it. And it's really...
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you got musically here?
We're going to be premiering a new band from Madison called Automatic Lover. They're trap beats, soca, garage, punk, samba, psychedelic, prog, heavy disco. I mean, it's crazy. they have members, and you're going to hear it in a second. They have members of Steely Dan, Pancromatic Steel, Youngblood Brass Band, the Jimmies, Little Earthquakes, Big Payback, and their singer is Uriel Lopez. I mean... these guys are crazy, playing Firefest in Cambridge coming up on June 8th. It's a little ways away, but this is literally, I don't think it's been played anywhere ever. This is going to be, it was going to be Max Inc. Radio was going to be the first place, but we're going to premiere right here.
Let's check it out.
All right.
Good stuff. What's the name of the band again?
That is Automatic Lover. And they're literally a brand new band that we're going to be breaking out here. I'm sure you're going to hear them about it in the summer and, you know, summer festival season. I'm sure we'll see them around. They sound like they're going to be a band that's going to really get crowds dancing.
Yeah, they are tight. That's an excellent group. That sounds wonderful. I love bands that have horn sections and it's very danceable and they got a funk beat and everything. You just can't stop, you know, you got to get up and dance. What else you got, Rock?
They are great. So we'll be talking to them this weekend. Also coming up this weekend on Max Inc. Radio, of course, Live in the Lair. That's a segment where we have a live performer or a group come into the studio and perform live on the radio from 9 to 10 p.m. on Saturday nights. And this Saturday night, we have Listening Party coming in. Listening Party is a band from Milwaukee, and they're normally a two-piece duo that is Americana and folk. They're founded in 2013. You can find them at listeningpartymusic.com. I brought two little clips this morning. So, Sam, if you could run the first clip, this one is called Wisconsin Weather. Yeah.
I swear to God, she's killing me. She wanted eggs, so I scrambled three. She wanted four, so now I'm driving back to the good old Piggly Wiggly. And her belly aches, and now she feels fine. She don't like hers, so she wants mine. And just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make her. Show me the world, sweet boy plane. She said, take me home.
Take me home.
I miss my daddy back in out of Gamey County. She wants to get it going and then slow it down. She can't wait to leave and then stick around. Just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make up her mind.
Beautiful stuff. Just beautiful. Great. Love that. Party. You know, it's always, you know, leaving town, driving away, getting away. It's, I love those songs. Yeah. Anytime.
Yep. So they will be live. That is the Listening Party. And they'll be live on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, 92.7 FM, 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. They start. It's going to be a fabulous concert, I think.
And Rocker, let me jump in. Wait, where's Listening Party from? Where are they based?
They're a Milwaukee band. Milwaukee-based band.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. All right.
Takes me back to the old days of the Monroe Doctrine, another bluegrass group that was very popular back then. All right, Rocker.
Now, let's see. We're going on. We're moving on to a band called Super Tanker. And Super Tanker is a band that you're going to see, John and Gordy, because you're going to be down at the High Noon Saloon on March 17th. The Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7% Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. So that's Doors at Noon, show 1 to 4 p.m. with Iron Plow. That's me on drums. Super Tanker and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. Super Tanker just released a brand new album called Stereo Stickman. And this song is really one of my favorite songs. It's Idol. It's Internet Declaration of Love. It's for all that you people that, you know, feel that you must post everything else.
Exactly. Terrific. Fantastic. Let's hear that.
The John and Gordy Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WMDX weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Listening to The Shaw,
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Buckingham Palace announced today